any advertisers.
The luxurious studios of Blue Water Broadcasting at 4101 Wall Street, Montgomery's radio mecca. It's the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. It's 60 minutes of fun, frivolity, and some fine financial advice. You can call David Ernest right now at 272-9228. That's 272-9228. Now gather the family around the radio, because here comes a guy who's going to help your dollars make more sense. It's David Ernest.
And here he is. We got something making noise. Can you hear that?
Yeah.
Maybe it's the ghost of Greg Budell. You know, he ran out of here so fast, he left his pants. I am not kidding. You ask him about it tomorrow.
Funny.
He left his pants. You believe that?
I didn't think you were going to bring that up.
He turned around. Actually, what it was, he had some stuff there, and he had a jacket with him. Maybe he's feeling the cold weather.
Yeah.
But he dropped some sweatpants. Yeah. And so I'm behind him. I'm like, Senor, your pantalones. And he said, there's a joke in there somewhere.
Somewhere there's a joke in there.
Yes. Well, David, how are you? Good to see you.
I'm doing good. I just don't know how the mood of Montgomery will be after tonight, but we'll see.
No.
Yeah.
Election day, and I heard that turnout was kind of sparse.
And then I've heard that.
I heard that after people got off work, it really picked up. And I
heard that, too.
There's about 57 minutes left before the polls close at 7.
Yeah, so the mad rush to the polls.
Right, and let's see. That
so.
We have a TV in here. I might try to see if I can get.
The mad rush to your retirement. Baby boomers, are you madly rushing to your retirement? If you are, and you don't do things right, you might be madly rushing to a disappointment. Why? Because you may want to reset your retirement plan to weather a downturn. You know, a lot of times we have to reset the computer. We have to reset the brain. You know, some people say, I've got to reset my brain. I'm going, yes. What in the world is that? You know, I mean, I thought, you know. But there's all kinds of things that you have to reset. You got to reset the, you know, because why? Because it quit working.
Yes. I mean, I'm over here resetting stuff now.
Yes.
You wouldn't know that at home because...
No, he's running around resetting all these buttons.
This is behind the scenes
stuff. Behind the scenes. But in our retirement life, as we approach retirement and we get older, should we reset our investments so that they won't falter us when we retire? And this is a big question that's being asked over and over and over, and it's answered in so many different ways. And it's according to who you ask. If you ask someone like me, I say, let's reset it so it can never go away, guaranteed. And that,
I think I know what that noise was.
Okay. No. Do I have two ear drops?
I don't know. You're okay. You're only bleeding from one ear.
Okay. Okay, what happened there?
Okay, it's okay.
We're still on air.
It's okay. We're fine.
All right. So, to reset your retirement, to make sure, from a David Ernest point of view, is to put it somewhere where it can't go away and it be guaranteed. You know, a lot of other folks will say, well, just become more conservative in the way you do things. But, you know, a lot of times, even if you do something conservative, it still can go down. And, you know, so talking about how to reset, you know, some people call it in the computer world, they say it's a soft reset, not a hard reset. I'm going, what's the difference? You know, I mean, soft versus hard reset. Oh, a soft reset is when you just kind of re-crank it, but a hard one is when you just turn everything off.
Boom. Just start it again.
And start it all over again. So, in the financial world, you can do a hard reset or a soft reset. A soft reset would be just when you just kind of move things around and kind of, you know, kind of, sort of, get it a little more or less exposed to what could go wrong. A hard reset would be when you would do something like what I talk about, where we absolutely put it somewhere where it's guaranteed to never, ever be able to go down. But if the stock market goes up, we can still go up.
Well,
that's a hard reset.
That calls for a round of applause. Now, this is going to be a round of applause.
Okay, give it to me.
We're checking out something.
All right, give it to me. Tell those people, I know they're really trying to help us out here, but
they're crazy about you, man.
I got it, yeah. So, they must like that hard reset idea.
Maybe so.
Yes. So, what idea do you like? Do you like the soft reset where you just kind of move things around a little bit and maybe you'll okay, but maybe you're not? Or do you want the hard reset where everything's going to be guaranteed to be okay and you don't have to really worry about it not faltering on you? And so, those are the two things in the retirement, of seniors. When they get to a certain age, they come to me and they say, David, I'm getting kind of concerned about just kind of soft resetting. That's not what they say, but that's what they're meaning. Mm-hmm. And I say, well, you know, why don't we do this and make sure we take all the worry and all the potential future regret away? And I'm not bad-mouthing anyone who wants to do a soft reset. If you want to do a soft reset and take the risk, you say, wait a minute. I thought I was adjusting it where it wouldn't be risky. You're adjusting it where it won't be as risky, but you still got risk there. When you put it where it can't go away and it's guaranteed by the insurance company and still using the stock market so it could grow and also guaranteeing the income. People say, well, what in the world are you talking about? You know, I'm talking about something like what everybody has all the time, a pension, a guaranteed pension potential, or a guaranteed income potential, but also growth potential, you see. And so... But for young people, they say, well, wait a minute. I am wanting to be real frisky and take all this risk and do all these things. David, how could you advise me to do a reset with my 401k? And I say, I don't want to reset your 401k. I want you to keep doing these Roth 401ks and the 401ks, but I want you to have a complementary plan to go along with those things that would help you reset your life if something goes wrong. And you say, well, what do you mean? And I mean, like, okay, something goes wrong, like you get sick, you can't work anymore, or you can't work for a while. They say, well, I can get on disability. You might could get on Social Security disability, but is that going to give you what you really were aiming for? In other words, you're aiming for the bullseye. The bullseye might be $1 million or $2 million or whatever. You can put that together with an overfunded life policy that would have, the potential to make money in the stock market, utilize the same kind of program that we're talking about with the pension programs and the IRA programs, but if something goes wrong in your life, the insurance company would shoot out a benefit of a tax-free benefit to prop you up or to help you not have to work again, and you still get your $1 million, say, or whatever you're trying to achieve. And then there's this other little thing that it does for you. This little sidetrack that it does for you. It's called tax-free money.
Ooh.
Tax-free money.
That sounds good.
A lot of folks say, well, hey, we've got to have a Roth IRA to have tax-free money. What does tax-free money do for you? Well, first of all, you don't have to pay any taxes, right?
That's the big one right there.
That's the big one. But there's other things like... We've talked about it over and over again. Social Security reduction, means testing. The government has this way of doing things. They've got these programs we've talked about a week ago. A lady called in about, double and triple dippers, WEPs and GPOs and all those. And I'm not going to get into what those mean. But essentially, if you have Social Security in the future, I'm talking about like you're 20, 30, 40 years old now, and you're afraid that they're going to take it away, guess what? They is.
Yeah, and you got to do something about it.
You got to do something about it.
Yes, I'll tell you what you can do. One smart thing you can do is call David Ernest. Now, We're going to talk about some stuff here in a minute and tell you how you could win some things.
Oh, yeah.
And that number that we want you to call is 272-9228, because we want to talk to you. But if you want to talk to David Ernest and set up an appointment so that you can go by and see him and have him explain this to you face-to-face over a cup of coffee or something, well, I'll tell you that number, too. That's 279-7431. Write that down, 279-7431. You can talk to David Ernest and go meet up with him and hear all this magical stuff that you can do to save your bacon. Keep your money where you need it, not in somebody else's pocket.
That's right, Rusty. Thank you for the attaboy. Thank you.
Well, you're quite welcome.
Yes. So we're going to give away some stuff tonight.
Yes, we are.
Okay, what are we going to give away? I know we got some pizza.
Okay, we've got some pizza from Folcarelli's Pizza.
Folcarelli's Pizza.
We've got, what we're going to do is we're going to have people call in.
Yes.
And we want you to call in with your questions.
Yes. Well, let me explain. We got three things we're going to give away tonight. Uh-huh. We got two pizzas that people can win tonight. Mm-hmm. Two one-topping pizzas.
And we're going to draw names randomly for those.
Right.
From everybody that calls.
Right. We've got... Anybody that calls that don't get their name on there, they're going to get a 25% coupon or 25% discount from Folcarelli's for a pizza or whatever.
You get a quarter of a pizza?
Well, you'll get
25% off.
And? In addition to that, we're going to give away 2 week frees for Anytime Fitness gym.
I was just over there today.
Yeah.
Getting fit. Or having a fit. One of the two. I don't know.
I thought you were getting fit.
But I was probably doing a little bit of both.
Yes. But you're looking. Look, you're losing weight.
I know.
How does this work?
I don't know.
We've got pizza on one side, which, you know, people say can add calories.
Mm-hmm.
And we got gym on the other side. Well, they cancel each other out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's why you get the big fat hamburger and fries. And get a Diet Coke. That's another thing of having a beard, too. Things find their way into your mouth. Nasty.
It sure is. It looks nasty from here.
I am just disgusted.
Well, so we need folks to start calling in so they can get the free pizzas, getting the free 25% off, and the free Anytime Fitness gym membership. So, but you got to ask a question about your finances, about your 401k or something to, you know, kind of like give us some challenge here.
And
we need a challenge.
Everybody can come up with some sort of a question.
I mean, just some kind of question. Call in and you can get this stuff free.
Okay.
And I don't see the phones ringing.
And I am doing an experiment here, so let me try something.
Okay, try it.
If this works, we'll let it play.
Okay.
If not, we'll
will
stop.
It blow my eardrums out?
I hope not.
Do I need to pull back off here?
Just in case.
Okay, let me pull it back off.
You folks at home, this is...
Turn the dob down a little bit.
This is a test, so let's see what happens here.
Okay.
Mark your calendars for October the 26th. That's the Saturday before Halloween.
Nope, sorry. It's just not going to work.
It's not... You didn't put it on the YouTube.
No, it's over here. We can play it from over here, but that's just not going to work.
Okay. Well, at least you know now.
It's just too wide open.
Too wide open.
I don't know. Maybe I can get something to unwiden it with. I don't know.
Okay. Well, if you want to try to play it over there or play something over there, that'd be
fine. I could play this.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I'll do this. Hope this one works.
Is your money working for you? Would you like higher returns with lower risks? David Ernest of Ernest Financial Retirement Rollovers has custom-tailored strategies. With over 30 years in the industry, let him help you achieve your dreams. Ernest Financial, where they are always earnest about your money. Visit retirewithernest.com or call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Ernest Financial.
Are you thinking ahead to your retirement? Well, you should be. Write this number down. 334-279-7431. That will put you in direct contact with asset preservationist David Ernest. For nearly 40 years, David has helped people just like you plan ahead for retirement. Call David today at 334-279-7431. He'll be earnest with your money. 334-279-7431.
There we are. Wait a minute. One more.
There I am. You're getting older. Yeah, getting the hang of it.
Yeah, just keep pushing until something works.
That is right.
And this is the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Let me turn that down because that was the one that wasn't working. So what we need to do is we need to get a professional engineer to help me fix this. So we'll call Tom Jones.
Tom Jones. Yeah, he's a professional. You know, he's been a client of mine now over 30 years.
That's because he's smart.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's the same thing with a professional engineer and a professional asset preservationist. You need to call. You're looking at that 401k and you're thinking, how come it don't get no bigger? Why ain't I got a lot of money? Well, you might need to kickstart that thing. And David Ernest is the guy to show you how.
Yeah, I've been kickstarting them. We kickstarted one of your relatives. They got over 20 or 22% now.
He's about to lose his mind. He's so happy.
And that was in 1 year. But they don't happen like that all the time now. But, you know, but the nice thing about it is it can't go away.
Mm-hmm.
If we have a down market, that money is locked in. Now, talking about younger people, I know I keep on beating up on, you know, are you ready for retirement? All this. Let's talk a little bit about the young folks.
Mm-hmm.
We got something for them, too. When I was talking about a little earlier, is about, you know, your 401k and your IRA and all that stuff. We don't really want to disturb it if they are matching. You know, we might say, hey, you might want to look toward the Roth IRA, especially if they're matching. But this thing called overfunded life, young folks can use this. They can put it in monthly, and it will have a benefit, a life insurance or a chronic benefit or a disability benefit, if you want to call it that, that would kick in these dollars tax-free if something was to happen to them and they could not get to where they need to go. In other words, didn't have enough time to invest the money.
Right.
If you put money in a 401k and you get sick and you can't put money in there no more, are they going to keep matching and put money in there for you and you're sick? No.
Kind of doubt it.
No. This will. So the other beauty of this is that if you don't get sick and you put it in there for 30 years or 20 years or whatever, I did one the other day on, I think it was about $300 a month on about a 37-year-old, and the projection showed that the returns were something like... you know, I think it was like go back and look, but it's like they're putting in about $300 a month, so that's about, you know, $3,600 a year. I think they were pulling out $60,000 a year,
mm-hmm.
tax-free, you know, forever and ever. But the point is the tax-free part. How do you do the tax-free part? Under current law, to not formulate something in an insurance policy called a MEC, meaning modified endowment account, you overfund it right up to the point where you can't put another dollar or another penny or whatever in it. It's done with a computer analysis, with the illustration by the insurance company that helps you put it together. It has to have match the mortality expense and what's going on in there. But I know I'm talking mumbo jumbo, okay? But here's the beauty in the end. In the end, when you take the money out, you never pay taxes as long as you take it as a loan and you don't drop the program. Mm-hmm. But if something goes wrong, then you've got all this money that can be given to you up in advance through a chronic or an accelerated benefit. And then you could get all this money, whereas you didn't have the time to build it up the other way. So it's a very good complementary way of saving for retirement. And also protecting your Social Security. Why? Because it probably, like the Roth IRA, probably will not show up on your bottom line. And if they use means testing in the future to reduce your Social Security, mm-hmm. it won't be on that line. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So you need these multiple weapons to blast your way out of being you know, abused by taxes when you try to draw your Social Security in the future.
You don't want that to happen.
No, you don't.
And guess what?
What?
We've got Janice on the phone. Now, let's see here. I've slept since I did this last time. Janice, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, and did you tell me you're calling from California?
Yes, I am.
Well, we appreciate you calling from California.
I mean, I can't pick you up because I'm in my car, but sometimes I listen in my apartment.
Oh, okay.
On my little tablet, but I don't... it don't work in my car, so.
Okay, well, did you have a question for David?
I had a quick question about a backdoor IRA. I'm going to retire probably from working full-time in about 3 years.
Uh-huh.
So I don't, can you go ahead and put in a Roth IRA to get one started now, or?
Yes. How old are you, Janice?
On the 15th, I'll be 70.
70? Well, congratulations. You're still working and you're still participating in a 401k right now, right?
Oh, yes.
And
yes,
you live in California?
Yes. This is my second retirement. I'll be here 10 years when I retire from out here.
So I'm just a little curious. You're in California and we're in Alabama. How did you find out about us? Are you from here?
Well, I worked in Montgomery for 40 years.
Oh, now I see. So you're familiar with Montgomery.
Well, did you make somebody mad and they sent you to California? Or?
No, I retired from Jackson Hospital.
Oh, Jackson Hospital. Okay, now I got you. Well, you know, I was there for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I worked in family care, you know, where we had the babies and...
Oh, yeah, yeah. So
I do the same thing here, but I'm also double certified in lactation.
Well, do you ever come to Montgomery?
I do. I'm going to fly in. Well, I'll fly to Birmingham in about a month for the holidays.
I can help you. If you come to Montgomery, I can help you. I can actually help you in California, too, but we just have to arrange all the legal implications of it. I do have some clients in California, but I can help you even though you live in California.
Yeah, I'm just trying to weigh my options because, you know, I'm already drawing my Social Security, but I just kind of push it to the side.
What was your last name again?
Keratin.
Oh, Janice, I know you. I got you programmed in my phone. I know who you are, Janice.
Oh,
yeah, I know you. I know you real well. Well, I tell you what, Janice, what you need
you
to do.
At the lab.
Yeah, that's right. What you need to do is you need to call me at the number 334-279-7431. Leave a message and I'll call you back. And I don't know, but I've got you. Is your old cell phone number the same that I have in here? Are you
probably not, because it was a Sprint, I think.
Okay.
I don't get good service out here, so.
Yeah. Well, just write that number down, because I can help you really, really, really a lot. I know exactly where you're coming from. And I wished we could give you a pizza for calling in. But there's no Folklorelli's in California, Janice.
Oh, really? Oh, no. There's Papa John's.
But
no,
I'll tell you what.
I'm trying to cut my carbs.
When you come to Montgomery or Birmingham, I'll try to get you some Folklorelli pizza and sit down and talk with you.
Okay. Well, that sounds good.
But
so you think I in the right direction.
Yes, but you need me to sit down and talk to you and show you, because you got to be careful on those backdoor IRA conversions to Roth. You got to be very careful with them because of your taxable implications, and you got to do it right, and you got to do it over time. If you do it instantly, it might bite you. Bite you too hard. We need to look at all your situation.
If the good Lord's willing and the creek don't rise and I can work 3 more years out here, I'll have my 10 years, so... At this one hospital, so.
Well, I wondered what had happened to you. So you've been here 7 years?
Eight, but I've been working at this one hospital. I was a traveler for 2 years.
Uh-huh.
So they asked me to stay. I said no, but they kept begging me, so I went ahead and stayed. But I'm getting old. I'm getting old up there, so.
Well, you're still young enough.
I know. I'm going to still do some work, I don't know if I'm going to settle in Montgomery or Birmingham, but wherever, or Dothan.
Well, you know, I work in Birmingham, too. I got lots of clients in Birmingham, so just give me a call at, you've got my phone number, right?
I listen when I'm inside of my room.
Can you write this number down? Can you write this down?
Yeah.
It's 334.
334.
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am. 279.
Okay.
7431. That's direct to David.
All right, I will.
All right.
I write Roth by your name, so I'll know. what I'm talking
about.
I'm
always earnest. David Ernest.
Oh, well, I'm glad. I'm always curing a ton of people, too.
Janice, I thank you for calling us from 2,000 miles away. I go to California about once every 2 years. So which part of California are you in?
The San Joaquin Valley, which is central, about 2 hours north of L.A.
Okay.
Bakersfield.
Oh, Bakersfield. Yes, where the country music comes from. I got you.
Okay.
I know the.
Oh, yeah.
The,
Buck Owens.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's out there in the wine country. I know.
Well,
I appreciate you calling. I look forward to hearing from you, Janice. I really want to talk to you and see how things are doing. I want to help you with your backdoor Roth conversion. I know what to do.
Okay. Well, that sounds good. I need an expert, so. Anyways, I'll maybe try to see y'all next month when I'm in back in Alabama.
Okay. Please give me a call. Look forward to it.
Okie dokie. Thanks so much.
Thanks for the call.
Enjoy that nice weather in California.
Oh, it's hot. 95 degrees.
Uh-oh.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Yeah. Thank you, Janice.
How about that? All the way from sunny California.
I got her phone number in my phone, but it's not current anymore. I wonder what had happened. There's so many people that I've run across down through the years or know, especially if they're medical, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'm sorry we can't give her a pizza, but that was a good call.
But we can give away some pizza. You just got to give us a call and do just like Janice and ask for a financial question. That was a good one, too.
That was a good one.
And she's planning ahead.
Yes.
And she's getting ready to move back here, I guess.
Yeah. You got to be careful with those backdoor, what they call a backdoor Roth conversion. And the reason why is because of the tax implications that you could run into.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a method that we use to soften the blow. And, I have to sit down and show you. But essentially, it does help pay the taxes better.
All right.
And it's a method that we use to do that. We spread it out and some other things. But essentially, you got to pay taxes when you convert from a regular IRA to a Roth. And some of the big things that are being talked about right now is that we're in a supposedly low tax environment.
Mm-hmm.
But still, it can hurt. So, everybody's situation is different. I mean, some people might be going to go into another business so that if they take money out of an IRA, they can put it into the business and they can kill the taxes that way. And there's all kinds of different ways to, convert an IRA into non-taxable event or less taxable event. But, you can't talk about it on the radio too easily because everybody's situation is different.
Exactly.
Exactly. So today we're talking about how to get ready for retirement and to mitigate, or should I say reduce, the fact that you might go down in value if you're in the market. The other thing that we're talking about is the young folks building up something using the market, using similar program, using the stock market in a safe way,
mm-hmm.
but a little more aggressive because you can make a little more money with this indexing kind of program. And when you pull it out, if you do it right and you put it together right, there's absolutely no taxes. You know, that old saying, there's only thing that is for sure is death and taxes. Let me just tell you, death is for certain. Taxes are not always for certain if you go into a tax-free program.
Yes, there have been changes since. Who said that? Was it Benjamin Franklin?
He
said a lot of stuff.
He didn't know about the tax-free benefits of overfunded life or Roth IRA. He did not know.
He's wearing short pants and he's out flying a kite in a thunderstorm. I mean,
he got struck by lightning.
What do you expect?
You got struck by lightning.
Yeah, but I was in the house. Wasn't out flying a kite out there.
Yeah.
Well, you want to take a short break?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Well, we've got something coming up in on the 26th. It's the week or the Saturday before Halloween, and we want you to come to it.
Mark your calendars for October the 26th. That's the Saturday before Halloween, because we're having a monster smash at 8125 Decker Lane. Bouncy houses, trunk or treat, free pizza from Folcarelli's Pizza, and it's all free! All you have to do is show up at 8125 Decker Lane, October 26th from noon until 5.
Oh, hey, man.
Hey, Elvis.
Oh, you want this to be really scary?
Yeah, we can stand to scare it up a little bit. Can you help me out?
All right, yeah, man. Check this out.
Oh, boom.
Thanks, Elvis.
No problem, man. Just TCB, you know me.
Did I mention you could win a free membership to Anytime Fitness?
And Elvis will be there, too.
And we'll have a big TV set up so you don't miss the game.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
That's Saturday, October 26th, from noon until 5. Call 279-7431 for more information.
Sponsored in part by Earnest Financial.
I guess I'm going to have to dress up. I don't know what I need to dress up like.
Well, you look sort of like Wolfman Jack with that beard.
All right, baby. Yeah.
You'd be Wolfman Jack.
I don't know. That'd be pretty good.
Yeah, we could have a. I've been thinking about it. We need to have a contest.
Uh-huh.
We're going to call it the Monster Smash Dance,
uh-huh.
And whoever wins it gets a prize.
Wow!
So if you out there, you get to do a dance and make up a dance or show a dance. Whatever you dance, if you win it, you're going to get the prize. That's all I can say.
I know. That'd be a certificate over to what was the ballroom dancing guy? I can't think of his name.
Oh,
you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Well, maybe so. I don't know, but for sure you'll get a prize. So,
all right.
So anyway,
6:32 now. We're here until 7 p.m. this evening, and that will be when the returns start coming in for the election.
I've not
heard anything.
It's like sitting around waiting to see if the stock market is going to go up or down today. Is your stock going to go up or is your stock going to go down? Is your investment going to go up or is it going to go down? Are your wishes going to be be provided or not? In other words, what do you feel about the future of Montgomery? What do you feel about the future of your retirement? You know, you're sitting around, you're thinking about all these things, going, you know, what's going to happen to me when all this stuff happens? Like, how do I fit in this picture? We have a lot of problems here in this city that need to be fixed, just like we have a lot of problems in the economy and a lot of problems in the markets that, you know, need to be fixed eventually because... You know, the market's been going up a lot for a long, long time. So, you know, folks, including me, tend to think that there will be an adjustment. And the longer it goes up, the harder it falls, maybe. And we just don't know. So, you know, change happens abruptly sometimes. And when it's abrupt, you don't want it to destruct your way of living, including the economy, including the city of Montgomery, of an elected official. We don't know what's going to happen. This is change coming here. It's scary.
Yes, and it could be a good change or it could be a bad change.
It could be.
Just depending on your point of view.
That's right.
So, speaking of point of view, my point of view is I like pizza.
And
I want to give away some Focaccarelli pizza. What you have to do is call us now at 272-9228. Ask us a question or ask David a question concerning your finances, your 401k, your retirement. And we'll take your names and we'll draw at the end of the program for two pizzas for two different people. And then everybody else whose name gets in will give you a 25%
And not
off.
Everybody from California call at once.
No. I mean, 14 people call in.
Yes, I tell you, that was amazing to hear from Janice after... I did not realize she'd been gone for 7 years. I was talking to my wife probably a year or two ago. I said, I wonder whatever happened to Janice Cureton.
And she's like, she's probably out in California somewhere.
I don't know. And there she was. So that just shows you never know where things are going to take you. And Janice, thank you for calling. I'm really, really am glad you did because I was wondering about where you were. You know... all these people that I've run into down through time, you sit back sometimes, you wonder, like classmates, you wonder what happened to them, where are they, what are they doing, you know? And you say, it's been 30 years, it's been 40 years, you know, is there a call coming in? Yes, there
is. You go ahead.
I keep talking, okay? But you never know when you may run into someone that you've known for years and years and you haven't seen them for years and years. And talking about finances and the economy is a good way, obviously, to get people back involved. I see that one. What we got there?
We do have a caller on the phone.
Okay.
And we're going to have to, I know he's going to be mad at me because I asked him his name and I couldn't really get him there. Maybe you can hear him, but you know, I've got these crazy ears.
Okay, that's fine.
And he is on the line. Are you there, sir?
Yes, I am.
All right. What was your name again?
Inmate Roy.
Inmate Roy.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Are you calling from the big house or?
Oh no. I've been out about 5 years.
Oh, okay. So it's ex inmate Roy.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And yeah. Do you have a question for David?
Yeah, I was just I did 22 years in prison. So when I got out, I looked into my Social Security thing.
Uh huh.
And all those years are blank, which they should be.
Yes.
But I'm 61. And I wanted to know, would it be worthwhile to go ahead and draw at 62 or wait till the 67.8 that they want me to wait to get full retirement?
Okay, well, that's a question that I can't just answer right now. I got to ask you some questions.
Okay.
And plus, it probably would need to sit down with you to do it exactly right because... you know, there's about 20,000 different ways, they say, to draw your Social Security, you know, how and when and all these things. Essentially, have you been getting a report from the Social Security office that shows what your benefits could be? Have you seen?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah, I did get that, yeah.
Okay. Did you see what they were at 62, and did you see what they were at 67? Or how old are you?
He's 61 this month.
Okay. So did you see what they were at 62, and do you know what they are at 67? Because that's your...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are the numbers?
It looks like the longer that I wait, it's worth $100 more a month.
Uh-huh. Okay. So for 5 years is $100 more a month. How much would you draw total? I know it's a estimate. Do they show what you would draw at age 62 and what you would draw
right
at
now? It's $1,600.
At age 60.
But if I wait, then it goes up to 2022 something.
Okay. All right. So these kind of questions. You're working right now, right?
Yes, I'm self-employed.
You're self-employed. So
yes.
How long do you plan on working?
I'm in good health. I mean, that's, you know.
Okay. These are the kind of questions that, you know, we ask. Because if you're already working and you're still making money, if you draw it at between 62 and 67, and you're making too much money, and the number's around $17,000, $18,000 a year, you would lose $1 for every $2 you make in a penalty. And that would not be good for you at all. So the short answer is you've got to wait till you're 67. But if you really want to get into some details with me, you need to just call me at 279-7431, and I'd be glad to give you a complimentary appointment and go over your detail, everything in detail with you.
Okay. That's great.
And give us your name again because we're going to put you in for a pizza. Are an Anytime Fitness 1 week membership, whichever one you want. We could just.
I'm not into fitness. I work enough as it is.
Well, then it'll be a pizza then.
We can use Inmate Roy.
Okay,
I'll mark it down. Inmate Roy.
Inmate Roy.
I've got a pad over there in my.
Okay.
Stuff.
Well, we need his phone number.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, how about when you call and leave that message for David? You leave your phone number on there and let him know it's Inmate Roy.
Okay.
All right.
Well, we got a pizza coming there, Inmate Roy.
All right. Well, thank you all very much.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you, sir. You know, I used to do a show down in Dothan on a Saturday night. I sat there with this guy that played old country music.
Uh-huh.
And I would get calls from the jail.
Yeah.
And we would... I didn't know what to do. And I talked to the lady who was the general manager. She said, accept them? Because, you know, they'll ask you, you accept the call. And the inmates were having a party down there. They were listening. And
right.
I was like, all right, I got a captive audience.
That's right.
All right.
That's right.
Now, 272-9228, if you'd like to call David and get yourself a, you could
That
win.
Was a really good question.
That was.
And see, that was just a little sample of the stuff that I do. In other words, I would go into a lot of detail. You know, we sit down with a person and we find out makes them tick,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, they may bring their spouse in and all these different things. Because when you're trying to decide whether you're going to draw Social Security early or on your regular time, there's a lot of variables there. Like, he's telling me that he's working and he's going to continue to work. Well, if he drew his Social Security along with working, he's going to reduce his Social Security dollar for dollar, and that's not going to be good.
No, that's not good at all.
That's not good. Plus, it won't roll up at 6.25% simple interest per year like it's going to roll up from 62 to 67, which means, you know, you do 6.25 times 5 years, and, you know, that's 20-something percent more return. Plus, you get this COLAs on top of this cost of living. You know, he might draw, after it's all over with, 30, 40% more.
And can I ask this question of our folks listening at home?
Yes.
Did you know that? I didn't know that. I didn't know all these things David just said, and he does not mind telling you about it, but you have to call him, 279-7431. Or you can call here, like inmate Roy just did with his question, 272-9228. We'd love to hear from you.
Yes, we want to give away some pizza.
Yes, we do.
And some memberships to the gym.
That is, well, you
and
know.
Some discounts,
yes.
to the Folk Loretta's Pizza.
Yes.
You know, so call for the free pizza. I like that pizza.
It's
tastes
good pizza.
It tastes really
it's
good.
Good thin crust pizza.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And for you folks who wonder where Folk Loretta's is, just go over to 8125 Decker Lane, right in front of Barrington Apartments, so right across the road from Arrowhead, close by to the Calvary Baptist Church over mm-hmm. there, not far from Somerset, and you'll find them.
And yeah, it's out there in the same
it's where we're going to have our Halloween
Monster Smash
in that parking lot. We're going to have a lot of fun. By the way, we got Bobby Moore and the Rhythm Aces coming with his some of the band members.
Mm-hmm.
For you folks out there that like Bobby Moore and the Rhythm Aces, his organ player's coming. Bobby Moore's coming. We're going to have a friend of mine that's a client. That if he makes it, he's going to play the sax, and he's really good.
Oh, yeah.
Talking about you, Bob, if you're listening. And we're going to have a lot of other folks that are coming. It's going to be fun and lots of candy for the kids. And we love doing these things and just letting folks know, you know, that we want to have a good time. And your finances are important, but having a good life and a good time are important, too.
There you go. And we've got another call.
All right.
On the phone. Let's see here. Jody is on the phone. Let me push the button.
Jody.
And Jody, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
All right. You're on with David Ernest.
I got a question for you. I'm going to be retiring in a couple of years at 65, and mainly due because I'm not paying $1,700 a month for health insurance. But I got an option where I work at where I can cash out my pension or I can draw my pension. And we're talking like close to $300,000. And it being a foreign country, if I was to withdraw it, what would I need to do with that money?
Now, Jody, where do you live?
In the five.
I didn't understand.
Are you on a speaker?
Around Montgomery.
Are you on a speaker phone?
No, I'm on my cell phone.
Oh, sounds better now.
Montgomery. Okay, you live in Montgomery?
Yeah.
Okay, well, where is this pension? You said something about another country, and I didn't quite catch that.
It's with a foreign country. It's a foreign company.
So it's a company based out of another country.
But it is a 401k, yeah. Right? It is. Its definition.
No, it's a pension.
Okay, it's a pension, but it's a pension that's recognized in the United States as a pension, right? Here in this country?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
All right. What you need to do is make it up. How old are you?
I'm 63.
Okay. All right. How long do you plan on working?
2 more years.
Okay, what you need to do is call me at 279-7431 and let's get a complimentary appointment because, you know, there's a lot of choices that you have if you roll it out, but you've got to roll it out the right way. There's some major mistakes that can be made on rolling from a pension to an IRA. And there's advantages and disadvantages, but mostly, and we'd have to look and see what the benefits are. In other words, what they're trying to offer you and what you're trying to achieve. and it would take a sit down meeting to go over with you to make sure that it was done correctly. But the short answer is probably you would want to roll it over, but we need to make sure that that's the correct answer. And that would take a meeting so that we can go over all the pros and cons of doing that. But taxes would not be a problem. They wouldn't, on a properly executed rollover, the taxes would be zero. You'd only pay taxes as you withdraw money from the account that you put it into, the IRA.
Yeah, well, if I drew my pension with 100% survivorship for my wife, you know, something happened to me, it'd be about
$1,600
a month.
Yeah, well, here's the beauty of rolling something over to an account like I use. I can always reverse it back to, say, like that $1,600. In other words, you got your cake and eat it too. But if you lock it in at the pension, you cannot usually unlock it. Once it's locked, you can't get back to the cash. So the beauty of going the route that I might recommend, in other words, we got to sit down and go over it, is that I give you cake and 82. In other words, you can still do a lock-in with her if something goes wrong, but if something else goes wrong and you needed more money, you could get to it, whereas the pension would lock that away from you.
Okay. And what's the phone number again?
279-7431. That's 279-7431. Call me and we will sit down and go over your situation in detail, complimentary, no cost.
Okay, appreciate it.
Okay, thank you. Now, Jody, hang on a minute because I need to get your phone number.
Yeah, for a pizza.
Yeah,
for
hang
pizza.
On. Don't go away. If I lose you, call me back because, like I say, I've slept since I did this last. All right.
Yes, so Jody is going to get a pizza also because that's the second. I wish we could have gave one to our California caller, but she's just too far away. I'll get her one when she comes back. So these are very good questions that are being asked about rollovers and pensions, and this is exciting because allows me to be able to just give a little example of what we can do or talk about or help with when we sit down with a person that has all these questions. In other words, in this world, uncertainty is something that really, really, really is upsetting, especially when you get to retirement age and you don't really know exactly what you should be doing or what you should do. You don't want regrets. Just exactly like I said, once you lock in a pension with a survivorship benefit, most of the time you cannot reverse that. In other words, you could sell your pension probably to what's that thing that comes on, you know, and
JG Wentworth.
A lot of folks, lotteries, for example, they'll say, oh, you have won $20 million. You know, well, first of all, if you won $20 million, that means you get $1 million a year for 20 years. That you didn't really win a
right.
lump sum of $20 million.
I could get by on that.
I guess you could.
I'd probably be all right.
Yeah, you'd be fine. But they don't tell you about it. A lot of folks want to get all this money up front, and it could be good, it could be bad. But if you do it wrong, the $20 million, you're probably going to lose about half of it up front, at least. You know, so that goes to $10 million. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then you got all these other complications. You got all these things that you have to do with it. Or other taxes, for example, if you were to win the money, you might want to turn it over to your trust, a trust fund, before you claimed it. In other words, let the trust own it. So that means you would want to, we would want you to sit down with a trust attorney. There's all kinds of things, you know, they say, don't let people know who you are when you win one of these things.
Exactly.
But if you call us, then we can set you up with a trust attorney, and we can talk about all these different things. And A.G. Wentworth, that's the other thing. The mm-hmm. people turn around and sell it. You know, they say, well, I need more money. After they do the other thing, they turn around and give it to A.G. Wentworth, and then they reduce it by another 10 to 30%. Because they're not buying those pensions. They're not buying those lotteries for free. And it's really a racket when you look at it.
And, of course, you know, a lot of folks, we do it once in a while. We'll mm-hmm. take a Saturday morning. We'll just slip on over to Georgia. And what's Troop Georgia right over there? We'll go in there and we'll stop at the little gas station and get a few lottery tickets, have some lunch, come back.
Mm-hmm.
But did you know
all this David just said about the trust and all this kind of, did you know about that? Probably not, unless you know in this business. So that's why you need to call David at 279-7431. 279-7431. And he will tell you all these things. And he'll get you on the right path to a bright future. And, you know, we're about 8 minutes left in the program. If you'd like to call, you've got another question about your finances, we'll take your call at 272-9228.
Yeah, about the trust stuff, you know, I'm not an attorney. I don't claim to be an attorney.
But you stayed at a Holiday Inn last night.
But I work with them, okay? Uh-huh. And, you know, just like a general practitioner, physician, you got to have enough knowledge in this business uh-huh. to know who to take them to, what, you know, the accountant, the attorney, or whatever. And that's the problem. Most people don't know that they need this. And if you come to someone like me, and I can recognize that you might need one of those, then I can help you get a sit down complimentary meeting with an attorney. They'll usually, the ones we use will always give you a complimentary meeting, and the accountants will too. Mm-hmm. And then we can, you know, then you can make your decisions, because you really need, you know, I say this all the time, you know, a three-leg stool. You got your accountant, you got your financial guy, and you got your attorney. If you take a three-leg stool and you pull one of those legs off, will that stool not fall most of the time? In other words, it's stable with those three legs, right? But if you pull one of the legs off, it's going to rock and it's going to probably fall and it might hurt you real bad.
Won't be good.
You need to have all three legs when you're into a really large money sum. Most of the time, if it came from a lottery or something like that. So pensions are different. We work with those, and that's what we do. But you can't put them into a trust very easily. Why? Because they're already being kept by a custodian to keep the taxes off of you and such as that. So the IRS does not allow you to put it in certain type of trust. Some trusts you can, not an irrevocable trust. Or is a certain kind of trust. So we take you to an attorney to talk about all those things. So essentially, I'm putting a little bit of a disclaimer on there about the trust. I'm not an attorney, but I do have to carry people to attorneys for them to work the problems out, and they need complimentary meetings. We can do that, no problem.
There you go. So what you have to do now, it's kind of on you now. 272-9228. That's right here. We still got time for one short call. And
it's getting close to the election. Election call-ins.
279-7431 to set up an appointment with David Ernest. And I was trying to. I found a remote a minute ago, but I think I turned the air conditioner on. I was going to turn the TV and see what was going on Channel 12. Yeah, this is
I see.
This is the air conditioner remote.
Uh-oh.
Isn't that neat?
It looks like a television remote. Yeah, I bet the television remote's a black one.
It won't change it.
Oh, okay. Well, you'll just have to find out. That's the way you figure things out. You stumble forward. I've been stumbling around for 30, 40 years. Finally, after falling down a bunch of times and getting up, I finally figured out how to do financial stuff. Yeah. And I learned it through the school of hard knocks. Yeah. People say, how did you learn all that stuff? It's just like anything else. If you do it over and over and over and over, and the questions are asked over and over and over and over, and you see things over and over and over and over, eventually you catch on.
Well, just don't let me anywhere near NORAD, because I think I pushed every button in here.
Uh-oh, if I hear a siren going off.
See what this one does. If you hear the silo open up, and
you know, people are living in them things now.
You know, I've heard about people living in those, and they just now the missile silos and the bunkers, and then the ones out in the field. Yeah. I've seen people living in those,
and I guess they're living in there with some aliens or something. Uh-huh. I don't know, but we get Terry Adams in here.
Yeah, he would know.
He would know.
Have you seen this though?
What's that?
People are buying. I call them box cars. A lot of folks call them shipping containers. They're the same cars that's on the train.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll get 5, 6, 7 of those and make a house out of it.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that on television.
Yeah, we We used to watch that Texas Flip and Move.
Uh-huh.
And some of the ladies got a couple of those and stacked them one on top of the other.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a smaller house, but it was big enough for a couple of people. They had an upstairs and a downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty neat.
Yeah, what do they call those houses? They pull around little houses? Is that what they call them? I guess that's what they call them.
I'll tell you what. Now, though, that's too little. When you got to go outside to change your mind, no, that's just that's way too little.
I'm telling you. I'd rather have an RV personally or
yeah,
something. Or just you know, have a house and go in a car. You know,
My sister-in-law and her husband, my brother-in-law, she retired. He was retired, and they've got one of these campers. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking about this thing. I've been in a lot of homes that weren't as nice as this thing. And so they go all over the place camping. We're going camping. I'm like, no, you're not. You're taking a house with you. That don't count as camping.
Yeah, yeah. Well, did we play the disclaimer this?
We did.
Okay.
We did. Do we need to? Yeah, we did.
Okay.
We did.
All right.
And, you know, I'll work on something else because this thing I had dreamed up is not going to work.
Oh, well,
but
you know.
I got it figured
you're
out.
You're very innovative. I think that you'll figure it out.
I've got it figured out. I'll fix it.
And the more something. I sit here looking at you, Rusty, I do think you look a lot like Wolfman Jack. So I think that's what you need to go.
What did he say? You got the curves, baby. I got the angles.
Oh, that's funny. Yes.
Well, you just gave me an idea.
Oh, really?
Yeah, go ahead. I was
Wolfman Jack. Well, can you do a Wolfman Jack imitation? Oh, you're on the buttons right now, yeah. But anyway, you know, we love to have people call in, and we're really looking forward to this thing on the 26th on Saturday. Bring all the kiddos, all the grandkiddos and the kiddos, because we're going to have candy. We're going to have those little jumpy houses.
The jumpy houses.
We're going to have contests. We're going to have free pizza. We're going to have free candy. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have discounted haircuts and salon discounts. And we're going to have free gym memberships and on and on and on. It's just going to be a barrel of laughs.
And you may even see the Wolf Man. Matter of fact, you inspired me. Just to guess who? We're going to clap for the Wolf Man.
There you go.
See you next time on the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.